So today on the Stray FM Food and Drink Show, we are talking about a company that has undoubtedly put tins, cans and food into your cupboards. We are talking about Heinz. And here to talk to us all about it, I have food historian Polly Russell. Hello, Polly.
Hello.
Now, Heinz are celebrating something big. What are they celebrating?
They're celebrating their 150th anniversary this year.
Wow. Okay, 150 years. And they... Would it be fair to say they're probably one of the biggest influences, actually, of that section of time with regards to Brits and food and what we love to eat?
Well, they've certainly been a consistent player in the British diet in the sort of mid to late 20th century. You know, there can't be many cupboards in the country that doesn't have a Heinz product in it.
I think of two things when I think of Heinz, tomato ketchup and baked beans. Are they there? Do you think they're their two big ones?
I think those are the ones that we think about most, obviously. Maybe also tomato soup as well.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, but those products, ketchup, baked beans and tomato soup, were there right at the beginning. Not quite in 1869, but certainly, you know, by the end of the 1880s, Heinz ketchup was being produced in America. And then by 1886, it was being brought to around the world, but to London. And really interesting, with ketchup and with baked beans, both were sold initially at, see if you can guess the retailer they were sold in.
Oh, that's a fun game. Can you give me a time, a year?
Well, we're talking in 1886, and I'll give you more of a clue. It's a retailer in London, still going.
Selfridges?
No, could have been, but it's actually Fortnum and Mason.
Oh, posh.
So, really posh. So here we have these two products, which and also tomato soup as well, which we now associate with being very much kind of kitchen staples, you know, everyday foods, you know, essentials. But here we have these products which are being sold into the kind of luxury, extravagant food market at the time. And I think that's really interesting, and it's really important as part of, to understand the history, because what it meant was that those products were associated with the kind of aspiration and sort of luxury and a treat, first of all, and then they start to move into a much more kind of mass market, become available for everybody. So they've really sort of changed in that sense.
There's been a real evolvement. Is that a word? Evolvement? Evolving of what they do.
They have really, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Is that reflecting on our tastes as British people, what we used to love, what we then went on to love, what we love now? How sort of varied is that?
I think what it really reflects is partly Henry Heinz's incredible sort of marketing ingenuity and sort of understanding what products people needed. And let me give you the example of that. The adverts for baked beans from the 1920s. So bear in mind, it was initially sold in Fortnum and Mason's, kind of high-end luxury. Mm-hmm. And then by the 1920s, 1930s, the adverts for baked beans, what they show, and they're fabulous, they show like a bowl of steaming baked beans, and then behind them is a factory with its doors wide open, and then some factory workers, men and women, streaming out towards this bowl of baked beans. And the message there is about, you know, here is a food which is nutritious, filling, inexpensive and safe, that kind of ordinary, hard-working people can rely upon. And I think that's been the sort of the message which has been kind of has resonated down this, 150 years.
And I would hate to see my cupboard ever bare without Heinz, whatever the product is. Whether that's something a more modern taste or the old-fashioned beans and tomato soup. Now, you know quite a lot about food history, Polly, as being a food historian. And people may recognise you for being on a telly called Back in Time. Was it Back in Time for Dinner? Was that the full
title? Well, that was the first. The first one was Back in Time for Dinner. And we've done Back in Time for Tea. Mm-hmm. We've done Back in Time for the Bell, Back in Time for School, done Back in Time for Bricks. We've been back in time for everything.
I've got to say, I absolutely loved those programmes. Oh,
thank you so
much. I really, really
like
watching them. For people who may not have seen them, it's often based around one family, isn't it? And they kind of go back in time, or they start really back in time, and they go forward and kind of experience the changes in what might be day-to-day life or housework and food. And the food forms a really, really big part of that programme, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the wonderful thing is that food is something that we all know, understand. It connects with our histories. It's very emotional. It's really nostalgic, you know. And so it's a really fantastic sort of lens through which to understand the past. And so when you put a family into a house which has been sort of transformed into, say, a 1950s house, and you ask a family to sit down to eat, I don't know, tripe, or you say have some spam, or, you know, it sort of places them back in time in a very real way, in a way that just kind of reading about it wouldn't. And you really get to sort of, they get some sense of what it was like to be a person at that period of time.
And of course, that links back to why something like baked beans and tomato soup would have been so very popular, because they are in a can. They don't need to be in a fridge. They're already delicious. So it must have just been a dream come true when all these things were out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not an exaggeration to say that canning, the preserving of food historically has, you know, saved populations, has fed people through winters, you know, before you have refrigeration. To be able to just, you know, have canned soup or baked beans, absolutely, you know, totally helping people.
When is Back in Time going to be back on our telly so we can learn even more about food history?
We are going to be filming through the summer. We're going to be in Sheffield, and we're doing Back in Time for the local shop. So we're going to be focused around shopping.
Ooh.
Yep, shops and shopping, local shops. And then I think that will come out in January next year, 2020.
And if people want to find out any more about, I suppose, the history of Heinz and the food revolution over the past 150 years, is there anywhere that they can go for that information, Polly?
Yeah, there's some terrific information on heinz.co.uk about that fascinating history.
Wonderful. Polly Russell, thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.